Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There are new developments today in the alleged attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Let's go to Chicago on our newsline, WBBM News Radio reporter Bernie Tafoya, who's been following the story since it broke. Bernie, what is the latest? What are you hearing today?
Well, Steve, the lawyer for Empire actor Jussie Smollett is telling the Sun-Times that he and the actor may be what they're calling online with detectives today, although that's not clear whether or not that's going to mean a face-to-face interview, a phone call, or what. Although it says that at some point down the line there may be a sit-down interview. We don't know when that's going to take place. But Chicago police definitely want to talk to Jussie Smollett. This whole case really took a turn over the weekend, or late at the end of last week, when two brothers who had been brought in for questioning and were held for a couple of days, thought to be part of possible suspects in the alleged attack on Jussie Smollett, were released on Friday, and they were then called not suspects and said that they were not part of it. And then there were reports that came out that said that the brothers, those two men were brothers, had said that Jussie Smollett had put them up to this. And so Jussie Smollett has been denying it all along that this is a hoax or something he made up. But now the police say they've got other questions.
Ever since the story first broke a few weeks ago, it seems like Jussie Smollett's story has been, let's say, deteriorating kind of bit by bit. Is that how it appears there in Chicago as well?
It's hard to tell because we don't really know what the police have and what they got from the two brothers, because they did go to the brothers' apartment. And they apparently had obtained some kinds of evidence, but we don't know what. We don't know exactly what Jussie Smollett told them in their entirety. And we don't know what video the police have in total. We don't have the entire thing. You know, we have a still shot that the police gave of kind of a couple of shadowy figures that night. Actually, it was the early morning of January 29th. And so it's really hard to tell what they have, what either side is saying. And we get reports, we get the sources say, but we don't know for a fact yet what really happened and what Jussie Smollett is ultimately going to wind up telling police if he does talk to them.
You work the streets of Chicago every day. Are people talking about this? Everybody have an opinion one way or the other?
I don't see that happening. I see it's more of a national news or more entertainment type news. There was a lot of talk about it at first, because remember, this happened almost 3 weeks ago. And depending on whose political camp you came on, this kind of took a political twist right off the bat, because Jussie Smollett had indicated something on the order of they had MAGA hats or shouted something about Make America Great Again. And so that led to political differences or political splits. And so people who thought that the MAGA people are hateful people were lining up on that side and saying, see, we told you. And on the other side, you had people who support the president discounting the whole story right off the bat.
Bernie Tafoya, WBBM News Radio, following the Jussie Smollett story in Chicago. Bernie, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome. Talk to you again, Steve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.